Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You know there's nothing like the first sip of coffee in the morning, especially if it's Press House
coffee. Don't I know that Press House Coffee wants to help you drink coffee the best way, which is the way that you like it, right? With unique blends like Dream Spot Espresso to the tried and true classics like Cup of Joe, which honestly, I think that one's my favorite. Because
I like the Sumatra one. I like a strong.
You like strong.
You know me.
Yeah.
I like cowboy coffee. I want something that's going to, like, when I drink it, gives me a little boost and says, hey, I'm going to be with you today and it's going to be all right.
Well, order your Press House Coffee today to find your new favorite coffee.
And right now you can get 20% off by going to PressHouseCoffee.com/mom and using promo code Mom.
That's PressHouseCoffee.com/mom and promo code mom for 20% off.
Hey, Jen, should we podcast today? Because I'm very excited about this.
I can tell you are. I think that we should. I think we should tell everybody too. Please follow us on Instagram, Facebook. You can watch this podcast on the YouTube and you can listen wherever you listen to podcasts, right?
Yeah, it's that easy. And then you got to rate, review, subscribe.
Just say nice things.
I don't know. Just give a compliment here and there.
They sound beautiful and young and thin.
Yeah. As my dad would say, he has a face for radio. And I'm like, that's dad. Quit it. Now I got to get away from talking about my parents because we're going to
talk
about
one of my favorite. Shake that energy off. Okay. Because basically, you guys, this whole episode is a hot flash.
Woo. It's an entire hot flash because we're going to talk about something that Jen and I are both in love with. Yeah. I might be a little bit more obsessed.
I think so. I think so.
I've taken it to another level. But that's fine. We're all coping.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. There's a lot of as I delve into it, I haven't thought about it that much. I had to watch like three of the episodes last night. I didn't even finish.
I know. Okay, so if you don't know what we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, we are deep diving into Bridgerton.
The cultural phenomenon. With lots of banging, known as Bridgerton.
Oh, God, so much banging. But only really episode six. But yes, Jen started with the most important part, which is the banging. But we're gonna actually deep dive into so much more, but also the banging.
And then we'll go to a mom box. Mom box later.
We're gonna go into a mom box.
Just to even ourselves out. Just take an upper and a downer. It won't
be
a
downer.
It'll be an upper and an upper, actually.
It's an upper and an upper. Are you kidding?
If it was...
The only down part is that it ended and I have to wait for season two. It's life-changing. Okay, first of all, if you haven't seen Bridgerton, then I think you've been under a rock because right now it's something like 84 million people have seen it. It's Netflix's biggest show and it is superb. And if you haven't seen it and you are listening to this episode, we're going to spoil the shit out of it. So what I would say is don't listen to this episode, but don't let that stop you from rating, reviewing, and subscribing to our podcast.
Let me also say that while we're going to spoil it, I don't feel like at any point you won't know what's going to happen anyways. Like, it's not...
Hold on.
It's...
There was some suspense for me, but I'm the, you know...
It's not...
I'm the one that saw The Sixth Sense, and I was hook, line, and sinker at the very end. I was like...
It's not Inception, or what was that movie that...
Tenet... Inception or any of those where I'm like, am I having a seizure? I can't find. Did I not get the Cliff Notes?
Y'all, it's just good old-fashioned romance.
Fantasy, romance, and fun.
It's like one of my favorite books called The Scottish Rogue that was about like a shipping heir in Scotland. And
you have me at hello, sir, in the kilt.
Boss's daughter. It's one of those. It's like...
It's one of those. But not to underplay it because... You know, I knew we were going to talk about it today, and I was so excited, so I did a deep dive on Google. Not my first time when it comes to Bridgerton. I've joined many a fan group. I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not embarrassed. There you go. I'm an enthusiast, if you will. And I've probably watched, I'm not even going to tell you how many times I've watched it. Don't
the
worry
whole
about it.
The whole season?
Yeah, don't you judge me.
I'm not. Yeah. I just...
The whole season and the pilot one extra time. More than the rest. And I joined a viewing party where we all watched it virtually together. And then there was a Q&A.
All right. I'm not going to say anything, but I do remember having a conversation with you last week where you were like, I don't have time to paint my nails.
we all have priorities. I know. I'm like, I cannot make a warm dinner to save my... I am busy. I'm busy, you guys.
Why?
I got to go memorize the second scene of Bridgerton again. Don't worry about
she's
it.
She's like, let me look at my Google Calendar. Monday, watch season one of Bridgerton.
Bridgerton.
Tuesday.
Watch season one of Bridgerton. Yeah, don't worry about it. It brings me joy. And here, I was really trying to unpack it because I was like, what do I love about it so much? First of all, it's set in the what I think is the greatest genre, which is like, I think you would call it the Victorian era. It's like 1813. Mm-hmm. It's high society London.
Yeah.
Everybody has British accents, which I'm like on board for.
Yes.
And the thing that's cool, so it's by it's Shondaland, so it's Shonda Rhimes who did like Grey's Anatomy. So what she did is she tipped this love story, these books that Julia Quinn wrote that are like lords and ladies, and she tipped it. Well, Chris Van Dusen, who's actually the showrunner, tipped it on its side, and he's like, "I'm gonna racially integrate this motherfucker, and there's going to be aristocracy that's black, that's gonna be mixed in. Every person of color you can imagine plays all the different statuses in society, and they do it with a single line. They explain it in one line in the pilot, and I think it's so brilliant.
Oh, I didn't even catch it, but I just...
Oh, yeah. Well, it's funny you should say, Jen, because I wrote that line down. Hold on. That was a perfect beach ball setup.
Okay, what's the line?
So the line is, so it is... Oh, first of all, let's unpack this. The Duke of Hastings is the hottest man on the planet. And he is black, and he is the like aristocracy duke in London, and he's the one who eventually marries Daphne.
Is he Jamaican? French?
Zimbabwean.
Okay, because he has a French-sounding name.
Oh,
the actor.
Yeah. Take me out of it. I don't want to think about him.
I feel like we're jumping ahead. Can I back up point to say
please.
One thing? Okay.
Yes.
Because
yes.
Lords and ladies. When the opening scene comes up and you see people like walking down this like beautiful,
yeah.
You're like, it is the quality of a film, like a very well done film.
Yes.
Like you get 5 minutes in and you're like, they dropped some serious bank in making this thing because everything is perfection. The makeup, the hair,
God.
The costumes, it's like one of those
of
shows where you know it's either going to be nominated or it's going to win everything because it's the best people are... And most of the actors, if not all of them, are British, right?
Yes, they're British and Irish, but mostly it's just this culmination of people that kind of don't have big names yet.
Yeah, they're just great actors.
So it doesn't take you out of it.
Yeah.
You're all into this fantastic world where in one moment they sort of rewrote history and it worked. I mean, I don't want to, like, it's funny because I feel like it's really cool to see this, like, different world where everybody's racially integrated, but I also don't want it to be like this token thing that like we have to sort of pat ourselves on the back for it. Shonda's a mother. She's like been around the block. She's like, this is what we're gonna do, and it worked because she's a genius. And guess what? We're all totally cool with it.
Well, yeah,
it's awesome.
It sort of just looks like the universe as it probably should have always been.
Yeah,
kind of. There's no like. I mean, it's classes, it's feudalism.
Do you know how I'm not able to sleep some nights because I have back pain?
Mm-hmm.
because I'm like really pushing a lot of steel in my workouts. Well, Helix Sleep is here to help you. And you deserve a good night's sleep. So give yourself an upgrade and go check out Helix Sleep.
They have this great quiz on their site. It takes like 2 minutes to do it. It matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress. We buy everything online nowadays, so why not buy your mattress instead of going into one of those real creepy stores, especially during the pandemic? The last thing I need is to lay down on a dirty floor sample mattress.
After I took the quiz, I was matched with the Dusk mattress, which is kind of bouncy but still firm, so I get all the back support I need.
Which is like me. So if you're looking to swap out your mattress for something better, head over to Helix Sleep. They have free shipping right to your door. They have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but we know you will.
Just go to helixsleep.com/mom, take their sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized bed that will give you the best sleep of your life. Trust me.
Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and two free pillows for all of our listeners at helixsleep.com/mom. Kristen, you have content to push out and a story to share, am I right?
Yo, always.
Okay, remove the complexity with issue. They make content look amazing wherever you post and exactly how you envisioned it.
Issue is an all-in-one platform to create and distribute your digital publications, including social media like Instagram and Facebook, and they can even help you make animated Instagram stories.
You can start using Issue for free, but they also offer premium features that give you a more customized experience.
Get started with Issue today for free. Or if you sign up for a premium account, you'll get 50% off when you go to issuu.com/podcast and use promo code MOM. That's issuu.com/podcast and use promo code MOM at checkout for your free account or 50% off your premium account.
That's issuu.com/podcast with promo code MOM. That's issuu.com/podcast with promo code MOM. Okay, so now let's get back to how hot.
Okay,
is it Reggie or the actor? How do you say his name?
I've been dating Bridgerton, and now we've done it. We've gone all the way, Bridgerton and I.
So the hot guy in it, like the number one hot guy, the
Duke of Hastings. Refer to him as the Duke of Hastings.
The Duke of Hastings.
So
Simon.
I can pretend I'm there. That's why I'm wearing a dress.
Simon, my lord. Yes. I know. Chris, I saw Kristen wearing a dress, like, when we started doing the podcast on the Zoom, and I was like, did somebody die? What? You don't get what is going on?
I hate you.
No, it's pretty. I love it. So
I felt like I wanted to play the part. That's what I love about it so much.
So a lot of times with the casting on those like romantic period pieces are like, you know, like you're super Nordic, like Northern European men that you're supposed to find hot look very much like Brad Pitt Interview with a Vampire style, though, like a little rosacea,
but they
too
all
pale.
Look the same. Yeah, like, they all look the same,
sort of orangish kind of hair, and you're like, okay, I get that was hot back then when people didn't shower, but
yeah,
this actor
is different.
Is like, he looks like he'd be in GQ or something.
I think he's gonna be the next James Bond, but again, can we refer to him? I want to pretend that we are literally doing a podcast inside of Bridgerton.
Oh, okay.
They are outside at a party, and we have been invited. And once we are done here, we're going to go sip champagne with them.
Real life. Okay.
That is the world I'm living
Kristen,
in.
Kristen, I am wearing workout pants and sneakers, though.
It doesn't matter.
I wish you would
have. I'm wearing sneakers. I'm wearing a dress, but I'm not going to go crazy about it.
Okay.
So Bridgerton. So here's – so obviously it's a phenomenon because everybody's watching it and everybody's having this great time. And I wonder if everybody sort of feels the way I do, which is when I started watching it, I was like, this is special. Like, I'm not watching TV like I'm watching Dateline and I'm like, oh man, I do like a good murder show. But there's something to this that felt like, I don't want to binge it. I want to like wait once a night to watch one episode. I'm going to like, I want to Google a little bit. I want to like sit in my comfies in my cute pajamas, not my ratty ones that have a hole in the butt, and I want to like dive in and be girly and feminine in it. And then, oh man, I was watching it, and then episode 6 hit the corner, and I was like, oh.
What?
And I owed for like a good 4 minutes unassisted.
There's in the very first like scene before the opening credits, there's a little bit of naughty like happening.
Oh, do you mean this one that I happen to have on my phone, Jen? Because we share the same brain.
Really?
I bet
I was just shocked. I looked at my husband. I was like, listen, I don't get any ideas. I did not shower for many days.
That's always, neither did they. That's the turn on. I'm like, my husband could be a, you know, pulling the carriage and he comes around and he's a farm boy and I'm a princess. I'm a princess in London. They don't know me. But it's funny because this is the scene. Now, listen, tell me if you can hear this from my phone. This is the scene. I was like, what's up, Bridgerton? I'm all in. Okay, Duke of Hastings and Daphne promenading, as they call it, through the park. And then he says this.
I were truly courting you, I would not need flowers. Okay, 5 minutes alone with you in a drawing room.
If I were courting you, I would not need flowers. I would only need 5 minutes alone with you in the drawing room.
And then he proves it multiple times later on in the season. It's
many times.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah, but in the first episode, there, like in the park, there's two people, there's some bare butts doing it.
Yeah, that's Anthony, the oldest brother, which is what season two will follow. That's a prediction, I'm not sure, but all the fan fiction that I'm reading.
So I even looked up, so Daphne is the daughter of a Viscount, which I had to look up.
Right.
It's like above an earl and below a duke.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Viscount. That's what Anthony is.
Yes, because they're the... He is now Viscount because his dad has died, you know, and so it's this mom who's really awesome. Like,
she's awesome.
She's a great character, and she has 8 kids, and it is so, like, real to life because she's, like, 42 probably, and she's got, like, a 25-year-old down to, like, babies, basically.
Yep.
So, and then her husband died, and they were, like, really in love. And you guys, there's so much. Kristen's going to roll her eyes. She's going to absolutely lose her lady boner.
I'm not.
But there's so much, like, that is going on now that, like, screams, like, oh, that's where that started from culturally, where it's,
I agree. That's why I think this show's so great. I think it unravels conversations exactly like this. I could not be more on board.
So it's like the women, they literally have no choice in who they're getting married to. And their moms, like, force it upon them, except our, what's her name? I gotta look. Is it Benedict?
It's
the mom's not Benedict, Jen. Come on.
It's Bridgerton, shocker. It's Lady Bridgerton.
Yeah.
And she's the mom. I think it's Violet.
Violet, yeah. So she fell in love with her husband. She, like, really loved her husband. So she really wants her kids to, like, be in love. But everybody else is just, like...
They match because of your dowry.
He's got enough money.
Yeah, and, like, they didn't care how old he was. They didn't care. Like, and all I think keep thinking is, like you. Everybody thinks the same thing about arranged marriages. They're like, do I have to have sex with a guy I don't know? They're like, you want me to be pure. That's super important before the old big wedding night. But you want me to, like, just act like I'm this, like, sex vixen with this, like, super stranger who has 20 years on me. Like, then and now. Like, I think it's but I think they address it in this. I think they show you how desperate a young woman is if she is considered tarnished.
Yes.
If she's going to wear the scarlet letter. She's like, hey, bro, you just kissed me in the garden and Snoopy McSnooperson saw it. And now I don't want to be slut shamed. You gotta marry me.
No, literally.
She happens to be super hot. It's not a terrible situation.
If they're even talking to somebody and there's not a chaperone present, they're considered, like, damaged goods, and it like brings shame on their whole family, which we're always like, man, can you believe they stone people in the Middle East? Well, they did it here, and it was not even that long ago,
and
evidently.
Women, and if you were like anything different, you were a witch or you were a whore or these things. And I think they really dive into that. And I think what's neat is even in the lovemaking scenes, I mean, this is what everybody's talking about, is how little women knew about what was expected of them.
That's what I talked to my husband about this, because
it's wonderful.
It was like, so the women, their moms didn't tell them even how babies were made. So you have this like woman who's like 17 or 18 getting married. And then like one of them, they were like marrying her off to this like old 50-year-old dude.
Yeah.
Can you imagine your wedding night not knowing what sex? I mean, you're essentially raped on your wedding night is what happens. Yeah. Unless you are Phoebe. Wait, what's her name?
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, Phoebe's the actress's name, Daphne. See, but that's what I think what they're doing. Is I think this is another thing that's so brilliant about the show. They've taken these things that we know are terrible, right? And they've turned them on their side, and they've really given it that, like, the fancy preppy words are female gaze.
I mean, Bridgerton does a great job of making you feel
sexy.
I am laying in bed watching it. Sometimes my husband's asleep snoring. My dog has one of those like rubber basket masks on his face because he's dangerous. I am cutting my hangnail toes because I haven't had a pedicure since 2019, and like it's just hard to feel sexy, but it does get you away. It really does.
It takes me. It's fantasy. It's escapism. They take these social norms and twist them, and so like all of a sudden, these different avenues in my fantasy brain are like opening up. I'm like, what's up? I didn't know I had a thing for that, but now I have a thing for that.
So imagine it being 1813, and remember that like.
I'm dead because I'm so old, if that's the case, but go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, we died of typhoid or something like that, like in our 30s. So, okay, so imagine that, like, the love and the attraction that you felt when you were, like, 18 years old, where you, like, it hurts your teeth. You just vibrate
like,
when you're around.
My pants are swollen.
Absolutely. So it's those two, and, like, it's these two are like that. These two main characters,
Daphne and the Duke of Hastings, which
Daphne
is
and
Simon,
the Duke, yes,
and our, Simon, our friends. And there is a lot of
sexual so much
attraction.
They're trying to do the right thing, and then, but you guys, this is a dude that loves to get down, and by get down, I mean, please. A woman. And this is 1813. Like, I don't even know that in, like, 1985 that was a strong man game. I mean,
well,
maybe.
That's what I...
Maybe.
So, it...
Certain Jen men...
Jen might be referring to I'm going to take my lady boner all the way away, because I'm going to tell you, I told my mom we were going to be talking about Bridgerton today.
Hold it, there
goes. Terry goes... my lady boner goes...
Back up inside.
Boop. Boop, boop. And Terry goes, oh, I've never loved a staircase more. And I'm like, what? Ew! No! Terry, well, that scene was hot. I gotta tell you, I live vicariously as a 70-year-old woman. I just watched that thing. And I go, Terry, I gotta go. This is gross.
Like,
I can't.
This
but
is why Terry's been married. I mean, they've been married, what, 50
years?
45?
48 years,
whatever, just recently. Their anniversary, and like all I could think of, there's this wonderful love making. I hate that word. There's this.
Why are you doing
this?
I
don't know.
Me?
There's
what
just this
doing?
Wonderful staircase scene, and
oh,
she's
yeah,
on an upper stair,
and he's on the
lower stair.
Let's
and
just
like,
say her head's hitting stair number 8, and his head is hitting stair number 4.
Yes, exactly.
So
it's
not an exact. Baby making situation. It's just more of a
fun
making. Like you longer.
Yeah.
I'm gonna deal with your shit tomorrow a little bit easier.
And so all I could think of when watching this, and it's very hot. Like I literally, and I haven't watched something like this in a long time, where I'm like looking at my husband,
I know.
Like, kind of like, blushing, and nobody else is really.
Like, I don't want anybody to walk in. You know, I'm so embarrassed.
He was playing like poker on his phone or something. So I'm like embarrassed by it, but then I was like, on your steps, like somebody could walk in. I was so scared that like,
what about when they were in the park at the castle.
No, no, no. That's
all the people working there.
That's his land. That's his. So what? They're expected to. Can you? But it did get me thinking. Can you imagine what people who worked in castles used to see?
See, I mean, if it was that, I'd work there now.
And
I'd just be the creeper on the lawn. Like, I got lawn duty. You know I love Stitch Fix.
I know.
I'm going to talk about it right now because it helps a girl like me who doesn't like to shop. If your go-to outfit in 2020 has become sweatshirts or yoga pants, that's me, you may be feeling like your style is in a rut. Also me. So let Stitch Fix help you feel excited about what you're wearing.
Stitch Fix offers clothing hand-selected by expert stylists for your unique size, style, and budget. Every piece is chosen for your fit, and it's an easy solution to finding what makes you look and feel your best.
Try on pieces at home before you buy. Keep what you love and return what you don't. Stitch Fix has free shipping, easy returns, and exchanges with prepaid return envelope included.
No subscription required. Those magic words, huh? Try Stitch Fix once or set up automatic deliveries. You'll pay just $20 a styling fee for each box, which gets credited towards the pieces you keep. No hidden fees.
Yay. Get started today at stitchfix.com/imomsohard and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/imomsohard for 25% off when you keep everything in your fix.
stitchfix.com/imomsohard.
Jen, I can't wait for you to talk about your favorite subject, athletic greens.
Am I talking about it too much? I just like it.
You love it. That's fine.
You know what?
You should tell everybody why you take it.
Well, because it's hard to find a green drink. And if you don't know what a green drink is, and I didn't until I was trying to get healthy and like get all my vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and all that stuff. But sometimes they just taste disgusting, and athletic greens is really good. You can have it in the morning before your coffee, get all your self-care done, like out of the way, and start your day.
And there's so many stressors in life right now. It's difficult to maintain your effective nutritional habits, give your body the nutrients it needs to thrive, busy schedules, poor sleep, or simply not eating enough of the right food. And that's why we like Athletic Greens.
That's right. Athletic Greens is lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, and contains less than 1 gram of sugar without compromising on taste.
One scoop of Athletic Greens contains 75 vitamins, minerals, including probiotics, a green superfood blend, and more. Then that all works together to increase your energy and your focus. It aids with digestion and supports a healthy immune system.
Athletic Greens is doubling down on supporting your immune system during the winter months. They're offering our audience a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase.
Simply visit athleticgreens.com/imomsohard. That's athleticgreens.com/imomsohard and get your free year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs today with your first purchase.
Okay, I'm confused. I have to ask something. So
okay,
there's all these things like there's beautiful love stories. Like, wait, who's your favorite character? Just who did you like relate to the most?
You know, who do you think? Obviously, I love the love story because I like the way it makes me feel. I love this question so much. But I actually really gravitated towards Eloise, which makes perfect sense because she's a little bit tomboy.
The sister?
She resists the sort of norm. She has the really good friend in Penelope.
Yeah.
She's like ambitious to find out who we haven't even talked about. Who is Mrs. Whistledown? And by the way, can I just tell you before we continue this podcast, Jen just told me today that she has not watched the last 10 minutes of freaking Bridgerton. So I'm not going to tell you what's in it.
Okay.
But you are missing two of the most major reveals. And I cannot believe that you had...
I blew it, you guys. I fell asleep. But I had to watch 3 last night to get caught up. I only thought I had 1 to watch. I was a hero and I made it...
I watched the whole season again today and told the kids I was... working on a school project.
I made it through 2.8 and fell asleep. But I felt like I'd gotten most of it, but evidently
nope,
I missed
several.
Nope. I do know who the actress is that plays that, so I can't figure out how she's related, but I'll watch it
tonight. Well, Eloise is my favorite. She's my favorite sort of undiscovered character right now, but my favorite storyline is actually Anthony's and Benedict's. I think those are very cool. But there's so many parts in the show that I love. I love Lady.
Can I tell you who my favorite is?
Yes.
The Queen.
Of course. She's so...
her outfits. Face. Her everything. Like her hair. It's like a...
It's... They take this modern flair.
Look, I can't speak. I'm talking about her hair, and it's literally like
because
Marie Antoinette, like
works
modernized
of art. They are works of art. They're so weird. They're so grand. They're so bizarre. And there's something so, you know, I always say this about like Dolly Parton. There ain't a lady that's had more work done than Dolly Parton. But there's no one that you feel like you could eat fried chicken in front of more than Dolly Parton.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I've got a real thing about eating wings in front of people because I get in there. I'm aggressive. I sort of collect the bones for a winter's day, but I there's nothing left on the bone. It's embarrassing. If I really know you, I'll eat wings in front of you. And if I don't, I won't. I feel like Dolly Parton, I could sit down and eat wings in front of. I feel like that queen, her gravitas as an actress and as a queen, I feel like she's so over the top, yet she's so freaking like a down chick. It's awesome.
Yeah, this is where I loved it, and I think this is like such incredible writing. Is she seems like she is cold business by the book, like you can't even kind of figure out what her intentions are. And then there is one scene in the entire show that you find out her motivation, and it is benevolent and sad. And it's like there's a lot of characters like that where they're really desperately trying to do the right thing and they're like super flawed. It's like, it's just such good writing.
They're all such textured characters. That's because it's like Shondaland, and Chris Van Dusen is like an excellent writer. And he's like, the only way you can really love a character is to get all of the nuance of a character. And that's why we love books. And Julia Quinn wrote like 15 books on this. It's like 8 or something. I just downloaded them. Don't worry about it. But but it's so fun because you get to fall in love with their good and bad side. And it's all that fun stuff. You know, that it's that push pull of like, I shouldn't love you, but I do.
Yes.
Or like stolen moments. Another prediction I'm going to make is I think they're going to have a love story for the mom. I think they're going to have a love story for
her.
That's
great.
And they should,
yes.
Because that's another thing we don't see enough of, is like women over 40 getting a real love story. And God forbid women over 50 getting a real love story. Both of those actresses are like 56, 57.
Yeah.
And I think they are fantastic.
I do think there's this great, and everybody has this exact same conflict. It's not their main struggle throughout the series, but everyone is torn between duty and love. And we're talking about mothers trying to do the best thing for their kids.
Yeah.
And then people who, like, I love the older brother is probably,
three of the brothers. I'd be like, I'd make some poor choices.
I don't know that one. I really like that one because he's the nicest, but he looks a little dopey to me. I don't know.
I like the one that's the biggest dick.
Me too. Oh, Kristen, I'll fight you for him. I love him so much. And he's like dirty, and he's just like loves this chick who he should not love. And when she like puts him together in the last episode, I was like,
and she's got the eyes full of tears.
Yep.
And I'm like, I got like,
me too.
I didn't know if I should cry or masturbate. So I think I did both at the same time.
Yeah, that's totally.
And I've done that more on Bridgerton than you guys. I'm coming back in. I thought the flicker in the lights was gone, but it turns out I just needed Bridgerton to turn it on.
This old, I'm like, old gal still got it.
I'm like, whew, okay, what am I doing? Pulling the shoulders.
I am not worried about you. If Terry is that into Bridgerton, you've got many years of
Terry's so like, and the thing is, I love her because she is so open, but I also am like, good God, I was just in the middle of taking a bite of bagel. Like, I didn't know that was, she's funny. Game of Thrones. She's like, I printed out a schematic so I could follow the storylines.
That's really smart, like, actually.
She doesn't mess around, that woman. When it comes to, and something like Bridgerton, which she's so fun to talk about with it, but because she doesn't have the Hollywood, she's just a viewer. Not that that sounds like I'm like, oh, I'm so cool because I'm Hollywood, but she just takes it at face value. So like whenever something is critically acclaimed, and I'm kind of the same way, I'm like, I don't know if I care about that. I just want to have a good time when I'm watching.
Well,
it. Bridgerton just checks all the boxes, baby.
I think I was explaining this to my son actually this week, where when something is written really well, like you don't have these like trip ups in storyline where things are consistent.
Yeah.
There's like no
simple
anachronisms and things like that.
I'll look that up later.
like things that don't fit. Like,
yeah, thanks. Thanks.
But when it's seamless like that, it's so easy to maintain your suspension of disbelief that it's like happening and that it's a real story and that you're really invested in these people.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's such a nice escape for right now where we're all at in the world. Like,
oh my God. Oh my God. No masks, no like, yeah, sure, there's a plague, but it's not my problem.
You guys, six months ago, we were masturbating to the Tiger King because there was nothing else new on TV.
There was nothing else, and that never felt right. But, like, this is a whole different... I'm so grateful. Here's the thing. I think you're right.
Nobody saw this coming. We did not expect there to be something this good this late into quarantine.
Grateful. I'm so grateful for Bridgerton because I feel like I have conversation that isn't about all the crap going on in the world. It's not about politics. It's robust conversation. It's like fun to talk about all the different characters. And I have to tell you, I agree with you about what you said to Dashiell because my husband thinks I'm like super particular and I am because I have these weird hangups, but which is also diagnosed as attention deficit disorder. So
I've gotten contact ADD. CADD.
Yeah, you have it for me. And I will go to a movie and if somebody has on a weird wig, I sort of can't stop looking at it and I'm out. If I feel like somebody went and rented a bunch of costumes and walked on a street and called it a period piece, I'm out. Like if it's not fully immersed in the world, if that is not the case, I'll catch it and I can't. And with Bridgerton, I kept going like, not only just because of like the racial integration and the all that jazz, which was so awesome. I also was like, whoa, the hair looks different, but I'm into it. Oh, wait, look at how these pieces are like elevated forms of things I've seen before, like in Pride and Prejudice, but it looks different and I dig it. Like they really did dot all the I's and cross all the T's. It's so beautiful. Yeah,
the stuff that's maybe off, like the queen's hair, like it's I just said, it looks like a modernized Marie Antoinette. I don't know that wasn't the hair because it's not like it's not crimped with pink or something in it. Like, you know,
There's like one with these like little balls that go up really high and one looks like rope.
Yeah.
And it like, it's just, it's art.
Yeah.
And I think that like the way they dress, oh my God. Like they just need to start putting those shirts in the mall because
there's just so many boobs happening too.
And also not only boobs, but the open shirt that Simon, the Duke of Hastings wears, where it's just like drafty and open and linen-y.
He wears, you guys, a lot of times he wears these shirts and what they communicate is I'm going to ride a horse for a while and then I'm going to go under a tree and I'm going to write poetry. And then I'm gonna bang a maiden.
Bang the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he's down to pound in the best way. can I be more romantic about it? I just wanna know. I also thought, and by the way, right in our section, it was crazy to me. Like they really did explore like what sex looks like when good God, now I'm all thinking that my kid's gonna come in. Like when he didn't want to go all the way.
Oh yeah, so yeah.
He didn't, and like you never see that, and you never see the man doing most of the work, which is it should be him.
Yeah,
trying
you guys,
to please.
Here's another part of it. Here's a great reason for women to enjoy it. The women are like totally normal looking. They're like, there's no like, you know, you watch like.
Oh, I think the lead is so.
No, she's
beautiful. She almost aired a little young for me in the beginning. I was like, oof.
I do think she looks a little young, but you're not like, well, that guy would go for me because she doesn't look like a supermodel. She just looks like.
Right. She's just very pretty.
Yeah.
But I agree with you with like everybody has normal faces. They don't look like they're being injected with a bunch of stuff. Like there's like the women are aging in a beautiful way. Like it is very like it's just delightful to see.
And the sex isn't gratuitous. It literally like is a part of the story. So like there's no like, we're just going to have her in boobs only like gyrating or something. There's none of that. It's like
it's him.
Kristen was referring to there is a coitus interruptus, as it's called professionally. And if you know what that is, then...
It's called your kid.
not in the show. It's not to prevent kids.
They need like an 8-year-old. Yeah. They'll never bone again.
There's really? That, but there's also where she does not know what sex anything. Is at all. And this guy, this is why it's so steamy, this guy that she is like so attracted to, like has the sexual tension with.
He doesn't want
to have an heir. He says to her, learn your body, explore your body. Basically, he teaches, which I think is super hot for a.
It's so hot.
And confident for a man
like
to
say. 14-year-old running around our house. I was like, oh my God, can they see that I'm watching this outside? I better close the curtains. Can my kid, where, who, what am I doing? Oh, yeah, okay. And I was like a dork. I've done that before. You know, it wasn't. But for some reason, I was like, maybe I'm doing it wrong.
I know. It does make you blush in like the very best ways. And, you know, partly I don't care because I guarantee you my neighbors are watching some weird like.
Yeah, they're watching weird porn. And we're, you know.
There's like an orangutan tied to a boat. And there's a guy with, I don't know.
Yeah, they'll hear your Bridgerton song and they're da 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 da. Like it's garbage.
And I'll be like, listen, I don't watch this kind of stuff that much. I need to.
I have a very fun game for you. First of all, did you know that the voiceover of Bridgerton is Julie Andrews?
Interesting. I thought it. Well, okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
I did think at one point it was the queen, though, because I think they sound very similar.
They do sound. She is. Yeah. They sound similar. They have like a nice like age to their voices mm-hmm. that I think is really cool. And then all the Taylor Swift songs that are the undertow is all, you know,
played,
and you know that Jenny Long and
on
I,
a harp
we're having eat. A, we're having a whole Facebook Messenger thing about Taylor Swift right now. Cause we're like, we just need to talk about our feelings, man. Like we would be front and center at a T Swift concert.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Be like, are you guys somebody's moms? And I'm like, yeah, but we did not bring them.
We could be Taylor Swift's mom, actually.
No, we could not, you liar. Talk about yourself, you bag.
Jesus, I'm younger than you.
I know, but I'm not out me for being Taylor Swift's mom. I'm talking about Bridgerton. I'm trying to like dive into my sexy
well,
self.
I don't know how old Taylor Swift is. She looks 11.
She's like 32.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is she? Well.
God. All right, let's change the subject.
If it were 1813, I could absolutely be Taylor Swift.
If it were 1813, I told you I'd be like 6 feet under, and you know that I wouldn't be royalty. I'd be working on a farm because that's just how it's going to go for me. I have a really fun game.
Okay.
This is the What is Your Bridgerton Name
Ooh,
game.
Okay.
So do you have a pen?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm going to have you write this down because she kind of talks fast, but I think I have it memorized because I've seen it this 50 times.
Your Bridgerton name, you need Lord or Lady.
Okay, your Bridgerton name is you need Lord or Lady. By the way, I want to give a shout out to brides_@_waterfields on TikTok because this is hers and I just think it's important not to steal. Okay.
Okay.
Lord or Lady.
Your middle name.
Your middle name.
Your middle name. The last drink that you drank.
Add ton at the end.
Of.
And then of.
Okay.
And then the first part of your street name, and then add Shire.
First part of your street name. Hers is going to be awesome. And then, and then Shire. So just the first syllable of your name.
Okay. Mine is Lady Christine Pinot Grigio Tin of Borshire.
Again.
I am Lady Christine Pinot Grigioton of Borshire.
Now, this is the last. I have two drinks in front of me. So, this is the one I literally just took a sip of because I've had it here. My name is Lady Kristen Margaret Root Beer of Farmshire. Wait, I did it wrong. Let me do it again. Kristen Margaret Root Beerton of Farmshire.
That's amazing.
And last time it was Kristen Margaret Starbucks Latteton of Farmshire. But I think yours is better with Pinot Grigio. So that is your official
Done.
Bridgerton name.
I'm getting it tattooed. That's amazing.
That's a good one. I know. It's
Mike, okay. Yogurt. Can I, do you have another game? Because I want to talk to you about another character in there.
I don't have another game, but I have another thing to show you, but we'll do it after you.
Okay.
I'm obsessed. You guys, I'm going to need like a Bridgerton, like we're going to just have to call this podcast Bridgerton for eight times.
But let's also add in the Featherington family. Because yes. the two sisters that were like literally from like Cinderella or whatever.
I know they talk. I like cheese.
I love them. Like I love them so much. And actually, I freaking love their dresses so much. They were meant
they're
to be so, like ugly dresses.
Kind of you.
They're a little bit gross.
No, that one with the like giant like it's gorgeous. The one with the giant what do you call that statement collar that she's wearing?
God, they're meant to have like bad taste or something, but I love their stuff.
It looks like Gucci.
I know. It looks like what somebody was wearing at like the inauguration. Somebody's wearing some big, and it looked very Bridgerton-esque. But I love them. But that sister Penelope.
Yes. She's awesome.
She's awesome, but I got really mad at her.
Why?
Because she blew it.
What do you mean?
Penelope she's the one that always wore yellow, right?
Because her mother made her wear yellow, Jen.
But I know she was in love, but she really was double-crossed that girl.
Jen, she liked Colin first, and then...
Colin didn't like her.
But Marina was going to manipulate him into getting married.
But he loved her anyways.
He did, but I still think that was shady on her part. I know she was playing a game, but I felt bad for Penelope because I felt like she truly loved him. And then someone came in and tried to steal her man, even though he wasn't her man.
I know. I
love her so much. The characters are complex.
She was great until she did that. I loved her. She was like my favorite until she did that. And then I was like,
ugh. You need to watch the last 10 minutes and I'm not going to tell you nothing.
Okay. Okay. That's going to change things, baby. Okay.
That was the other thing, like that Marina character who I feel like people aren't talking about enough because everybody has, that's, you know, she's not considered like one of the leads. So she was sort of a cog in the wheel, and I don't know that she'll go on to season two, but what a wonderful character she was.
I loved her.
I thought she was wonderful. She like gave it to Mrs. Featherington, like you know, you live here in this society and you have no idea what someone like me endures. And like, it's awesome. And then, oh my God, they call your period courses and they like look on your sheets to see if you've had your period. Like,
that's so weird.
I guess. So it's so weird because it feels like there's this notion that as a woman that you would be, if you were not guarded by a man, you would be so out of your depths that you would just trip and fall on a wiener, that you would just not have any kind of idea to be like, you would be so like, gosh, now that I don't have a chaperone, I just want my vagina to be out for everybody.
Don't know what that means, basically. Like, they were so left in the dark.
Yeah, they were like, I don't know what anything about sex means because nobody will talk to me openly, but everyone assumes that the second I don't have a chaperone, I'm going to be like, ready to pound. Well,
they're essentially livestock. They're like traded for money. They're like, you know, like, it's crazy how they're treated. It's so ridiculous. Like, Marina is literally traded for a gambling debt to pay off.
Yeah, and like, to be with a man who's like that old man. I was like, she shouldn't have to lay with him.
It's crazy to me, but that shit happened all the time.
It still kind of happens sometimes. Well, I think, and, like, yeah, you know, I think, like, you know, everybody, it's a funny thing as a mom because you're kind of like, I want to know someday that you have it in your head, I want my kids to get married and have a family. Like, it's just because that's like the normal course. But like, I didn't come out of college and get married and start a family. I had a good decade and a half of like coming out to LA and living my own life. And those are some of my favorite memories. And I made so many mistakes, and I would not have done well if I would have been like, well, I have this boyfriend in college and now I should marry him and start a family. And I should be on this very strict path because my family's telling me to, or society's telling me to. I just think that's like, it's a hard thing to fight today. I think it was hard. I definitely felt different than my friends leaving LA, leaving Nebraska, not sort of hunkering down with somebody.
Well, I think
my mom was like, she's a lesbian for sure.
I know, mine too. But it's like it's great to have that liberty to decide that you're not, because I think I would have been, I remember desperately wanting to be a mom when I was younger, and I wouldn't have been as good. Not that I'm great now, but I think I would have been like, hey, I'm going to leave the kids in the car while I go into Walmart. Like, I think I would have been that dumb. I don't trust myself, you know?
I knew I was not ready. I knew it. It freaked me out. I was like, I'm good with kids, and I knew I had a good maternal instinct. I knew that, but I had so many things I wanted to do before then. And I knew that, like, if I had kids, like, I'd be like, oh, right, you can't go do an improv show at 11 at night and then have a couple cocktails because you've got these kids at home. What? Like, that did not feel like in the cards for me.
Yeah.
I just wanted to do other things, and that's fine. But I do think there's still like a little bit of pressure for women to be a certain way. It feels like, you know, I don't know. The duplicity of it is obnoxious.
There, 1,000%. I still think that it's that way. And it's also hard to like, believe that we're still fighting some of this like, you know, the first ever official in a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
First female.
The NFL. Yeah.
I'm like, wait, was it? It's Super Bowl 55.
Yeah, we should have had this a long time ago.
We are more than half the population. Like, it is almost impossible that we're still fighting that it's, I don't know.
I don't know. I hope with every conversation like this, it changes a little bit. Cause I think some of it is also like, and I'm totally killing my lady boner making it like heavy handed. I really want to get
it's
back.
It's not heavy handed. It's what it makes you, God, a good show makes you think.
About
right?
all the different yeah. things. Yeah. And I just want to say, like, I do think Bridgerton, the thing that's really cool is it does feel like there's a strength to the female characters. There is a power of decision. Like, even though they're put into this time and to this era where they know that, like, being in a garden with a man without a chaperone and being seen will scar them, she's still like, hey, you gotta marry me, sucker. I know what's coming, and you can't do this to my family. Like, it's her decision ultimately. And
yeah.
It is kind of cool that she, like, she kind of runs it. Like, even though she is quote unquote like uneducated, she gets educated, she like learns how to, like, you know, I mean, let me put it to you this way. If somebody said you have to marry the Duke of Hastings and you know, you gotta do a good job, I would watch every tutorial that was available to me. Now I know that that's not available at that time,
no.
But I would put in the time and the effort.
She literally goes down to the maid's quarters to ask.
Yeah, and she's like, don't just like cut the shit, lady.
Yeah, don't
tell
be
me
polite.
What's up.
Like, tell yeah. me in no uncertain terms what I'm supposed to be looking for here.
Yeah, it's like that really awesome scene during Game of Thrones when Khaleesi is like, how do you please a man? And then they do that like scene together. And then Khal Drogo comes in and then they're the star in the moons and... You can just find that scene on YouTube. You don't
yeah.
even have to watch them.
Look it up. It's great.
Look it up.
It's one
delightful.
Of the only really well-lit scenes in that whole show, which is nice. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Makes me feel weird talking about, you know.
Whenever I watch something like Bridgerton, I am, like, you know how I always say, like, I'm really not good at, like, board games or, like, card games because I don't strategize very well. I kind of, like, oh, look at how pretty these cards are and the drinks. There's mint in this. And like everybody else is like, I'm here
She's
to
like,
win.
Can I be the car? Can I be the car?
Yeah. I'm amazed by how much since like literally the fucking dawn of time, men have strategized to keep their place and to like, because if you're like,
ain't that the truth?
This 55-year-old gross dude. And I don't mean gross physically, too, just a disgusting human. And you just get to pluck some 20-year-old because, like, it's not unrealistic to how it is now. And so I'm like, yeah, things are still kind of lined up in those guys' favor. You know, like, they've got it so dialed in for 1,000 years that it's still in their favor.
Yeah, we're unpacking stuff, you know. Everybody's got to – I think that women –
I got to get better at board games.
No, if you do board games, then you're not going to online shop. And then literally the economy will fall. And we need you. We need you, Jen.
This three-legged table.
I feel like we could keep talking about Bridgerton all day and all night. I can hear my kids in the background, which is a real buzzkill as per usual. But do you think we should go to the mom box? Do you think we're ready?
Absolutely. I think the only way, Jen, to get my brain off of the stairway scene... But I really like there's a couple of rain scenes that I appreciate.
That's the one I liked. Then he's like, when he says, "I burn for you," I was like, then I go to my husband and I'm like, "How come you never say you burn for me?" And he's like, "What?" And he's like going to the bathroom, looking at his sports apps. I'm like, God, turn on the fan. Don't bug me during Bridgerton. Bug me after. You got a 4-minute window.
I tell you what, if a TV show gets me really excited by a man pulling off a woman's long gloves, it has done its job.
Hello. I've never wanted to wear long gloves. I find them sort of upsetting. I've worn them as a bridesmaid, but I will wear them just in the chance that someone will take them off.
If somebody want to peel them off real slow.
You know, I'm a t-shirts, jeans kind of gal, but I will wear a long glove in the simple chance.
Kristen's got a new tell. She's wearing like one of those snuggly robes, but she's got those elbow length gloves on. So her husband's like, all right, okay.
No, have you met my husband? He's Irish and he's a taskmaster. So he's going to come over from the elbow and like yank him off. He's going to be like, it's like 82 degrees out. Why are you wearing gloves?
Hold on. This is my Irish accent. Never Hold mind. On. That's not Irish. That was like Klingon. Anyways, he's like going to get stains out of him. He's not going to peel him off.
He's like, what are you doing?
Tap of the morning, Toya.
Tap of the morning, Toya. May Bridgerton bring you the pleasure it has brought us.
Yes.
May it make you feel sexy and beautiful and strong as a woman. And maybe you Google for hours all of the actors actresses and enjoy a midnight orgasm.
A what?
Orgasm.
Oh,
I got my kids.
Oh.
Orgasm.
Why is that a dirty word? I've said
F. It's not, but I don't want to have to explain what it is.
I've F-bombed 1,000 times.
I don't want to have to explain what that is.
You know what? Yes, you will. You're going to, just a couple years from now, you're going to tell them and you're going to say, it's called an orgasm and both the boy and the girl should have one.
You know what, Jen? You literally just killed it. All my bone went away.
Okay.
Casey's I got more where that came from. She's so grossed out. She's like,
you want to talk about how to get Sharpie stains out of stuff? Because I can.
Don't even get me going, man.
What's gross about that? I'm so gross.
No, I just am not ready to. I'm not that. Like, listen, I'll send them to you and you can have a conversation with them and I'll just be weird for like 8 days after.
Mom.
I don't know what you meant.
Yeah.
See, it starts with me. I got to be more open so that like. I can talk to my kid. It doesn't matter. I'm not ready about that yet. Okay. Let's go to the mom box, Jen.
All right.
I've got a funny one. I've got a very funny one.
Okay.
Okay. So first of all, you have to see there's a picture component. There is a note from a daughter.
Ooh.
And it says, "Dear Mommy." It's big swoopy letters. She's clearly like maybe second grade. I can recognize. And she says, oh my God. She says, "Dear Mommy, I wish you cared about me more than your meeting. I hate that." And then she drew like an ugly, mean, like pumpkin face. And the mom said, "I had to share this with you guys. Working from home during a pandemic kind of problems. Damn, I wish schools were safe and she could be with her peers, learning and socializing instead of feeling ignored by me trying to work from home."
Oh my gosh, that guilt got to her.
My kids have broken into a Bridgerton session like 8 times during this podcast. So I feel you, lady. I feel you.
Oh God, we're all feeling that so big time. Oh my God, I can't.
It's just like for us, especially because we're in California, we've been really locked down and like, I don't know where she is, but God bless her. And we're here for you. Oh, did I say her name? It's Melissa from Instagram, but she, God bless you. We hear you. We feel you. My daughter's doing an online improv class, and I go, who do you do scenes with? Like, how does that work? And she goes, we do a lot of tableaus.
Tableaus. Oh my goodness.
I go, by yourself? She goes, yeah. I go, well, what's a tableau by yourself? And she's like, this one. This, I'm excited.
That's Jen's Friday night for many years. Tableau by yourself.
Yeah, tableau by yourself. And I'm like, God, that's the saddest thing I've ever heard. Well, scene work alone. What?
I know. It's.
But we're getting there, you guys.
We should have a Bridgerton party.
You just said it and I thought it.
Shouldn't we? We absolutely should. Like, get crazy hairdos, crazy dresses.
My life just got made. I'm going to go plan it. That is the greatest idea.
I'm going to make my husband wear one of those poet shirts and ride a horse. And
I know. My husband loves wearing a kilt. I'm into it.
The Scottish rogue.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, the Scottish rogue. What did you say? He was seducing like a salesperson or what?
No, he was a shipping heir or something like that.
Hey, man. There's a reason why on my mom's bookshelf, there was like two that were actual books and the rest were like Daniel Steele and Harlequin romances. And like you'd see her reading and she seemed like invested. And then like chapter six, she's like leaning in and reading really fast. I'm like, whoa, what happened in your book?
My whole nightstand is all self-help and softcore porn. It's like I'm
thank you
helping myself to some porn is what
thank
I'm doing.
Thank you. Same. I've got a lot of Grisham, and then I've got Daniel Steele, and then I've got more Grisham and Patterson, and more Daniel Steele. You know where I don't want to. Then I put books on the shelf that I'm like, I just want people to think I actually read it. Like my graduate school books. I'm like, what's up, Kate Chopin? It's cool. Yeah. It's cool. I did read it. I had to read it. It was good, but not as good as Bridgerton or Julia Quinn. I think we're at the end.
All right. Watch Bridgerton, you guys. Message us about it because it's.
Yes. Message us all your Bridgerton thoughts. You can even leave us a voicemail. Now I don't know the number, but we'll post it.
Yeah. Give us ideas for our fan fiction. Just kidding. We're not kidding.
Not kidding. Oh my God, better yet, write us into an episode of Bridgerton.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.